So the government's delivered on another promise to start tidying up the CCCFA. That's the mess David Clark left behind around lending from banks. 11 pages of affordability regulations from the Credit Contracts and Consumers Finance Act will be revoked. Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister Andrew Bailey back with us. Andrew, morning to you.
Good morning.
Is this simply done? Is this stroke of a pen stuff?
No, not quite yet. So this is... We've talked about transferring the function of CCCFA from Commerce Commission to the FMA. That was stage one. This is stage two, where we're going to remove 11 pages of prescriptive regulations. And also, what we announced yesterday was we're going to tighten up and improve and streamline dispute services. The third and final element is we're going to start consulting the next few weeks on the legislation itself, particularly around fines and liabilities of directors of companies, and whether they're proportionate. And the other thing I want to explore also is whether, in fact, we drop the high-cost lending definition from 50% to possibly something lower, because there's implications. If you're a high-cost lender and you're more than 50%, then you're still subject to very onerous rules. And actually, I want to see if we can drive the market down to more provision at lower costs. But to do that, I've got to remove a lot of the regulation, which is the reason why we made these announcements yesterday.
Right. What's the time frame on all of this?
Well, the rules, some of the rules come in force actually on Anzac Day around the CCCFA. We've got changes to the dispute mechanisms. They're coming into force in July. And as I say, I'm about to consult on the legislative changes in the next few weeks.
Will money flow more freely and people be able to make up their own minds and banks be able to deal with their customers in a better way than they have?
Oh, look, you know, if you want to go and get a $500 loan and you're a solo mum from Bulkhouse Bay and you don't have lots of money in your bank account, it takes at the moment about 8 hours to process your loan. It used to take 2 hours. Consequently, what lenders are saying, look, we can't afford to do it. So the minimum they've moved to is now like 5,000 or 10,000. So all we've done is driven people who we're most worried about, vulnerable New Zealanders who need money, and we've driven them into the hands of loan sharks and unregulated people like bikie gangs or whatever. And so what we're trying to do here is free up, give discretion in the right situation for lenders to be able to say, look, I'll look at your affordability. If I know you well, like maybe I don't have to do as much testing, and certainly I don't have to spend 8 hours, because literally you might have to supply your details for any expenses. Then the lender, your bank or whatever, has to go to Stats New Zealand, look at all the stats, and then compare them. It's like it's just way over the top.
Exactly.
And that's why we've driven up the cost of delivering loans. And hopefully, what the bottom line, I want to make credit more available to those most in need of it.
Good on you. Appreciate your time, Andrew Bailey. And if only David Clark had listened to everybody at the start of it, we wouldn't be here this morning.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.